Praise the Lord. Welcome to Deep Thought Proverbs with your host and author, Dr. L.T. Bryan. The purpose of this program is to help the individual perfect a good conscience toward God, themselves, and their fellow man. And now, the thought for the moment with your host, Dr. L.T. Bryant.
The commitment to marriage is between one, for the two, saith he, shall become one flesh. When a man truly loves a woman, his love is as the former and latter rain. He loves her from beginning to the end. True love goes so deep. S-O-U-L, deep. What comes from the heart reaches heart. When a righteous man loves a woman, he loves her right. True love is like the palm tree. When the storm is over, it still stands. A father who loves his family, For in loving his family, he loves himself because he is, they are. To despise his words of wisdom is to despise life itself, for your life began in him. The heart of your natural children is manifested as they get older. If they are your children in blood and in spirit, from your teaching they will not stray. But if they go astray from that which they have been taught, they are only your children in blood, but not in heart. This is how you know who your children are. Jesus said, "Who is my family? My brother, my mother, my sister, them that do the will of my Father." So as your children grow, you would see who's your children indeed and who are your children by birth. The children that are indeed, they will follow your pattern, they will follow your ways, they will give you that respect. But the children that are just children, not your children blood, they'll grow a completely different direction. Why is that? Because you birth them, their hearts are not with you. What do? You let them go when the time is right. You let them go find themselves. Yeah. And if they're wrong, hopefully they'll come to themselves like the prodigal son did. Because to force them to stay is actually forcing them against nature, that which is naturally in their hearts. The beauty of your children should be a reflection of you, unless they were raised by someone else. If you are a good parent and your child goes astray, don't beat yourself up. For even God created the devil, and he's still a good God. We don't love God because we fear. We fear and respect him because we love. Faith without works is dead. Love without obedience is not love at all. Even as flowers left unwatered will wither and die. So it is with people who are not watered with love. They too will wither and die. A foolish man like a tree without leaves, nothing's covered. As winter, spring, summer, and fall will always be, love never fails. The love of Christ should always outweigh the love of purpose and of people. Let the word. A spiritual family is stronger than a fleshly family. For a fleshly family is determined by a bloodline, but a spiritual family is determined by the heart. It reaches beyond the bloodline. Sex is a gift from God. Learn to appreciate it and not abuse it. A rebellious woman can cause a man to self-destruct, and an abusive man can take the beauty out of a rose. Understand that? A man who turns his back on his family that loves him is a man who denies his very existence. For a man's family and his children are an extension of himself. Sometimes it takes a storm to bring the family together.
And this is your deep thought, Proverbs for the moment. Until next time, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.